You're listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, where you get valuable information you just can't find anywhere else. To thrive in today's trying times, you need the Financial Survival Network, now more than ever. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and get your free newsletter and gift. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.
Welcome. You are listening to watching the Financial Survival Network. I'm Carrie Lutz. Today is 2/10/22. Our great friend Greg Mannarino is with us now. Of course, you find him at TradersChoice.net. Greg, it's been a while since we last spoke. A lot has happened. We have a rebellion taking place, a full-scale rebellion taking place in our neighbor to the north, and who knows how much longer it is before people wake up in this country. We see similar happenings. I think that the elites, the powers that be, are really scared at this point.
Scared, I don't know. But I do appreciate what's going on. And I think you and I, honestly, we're part of the resistance. We've been part of this resistance for a long time. Our followers are educated. They know what's going on here. I've been telling people for the longest time, we need a freaking revolution. And, you know, look, what is it going to entail? It's going to, a real revolution is going to, I mean, for it to work, it would require a very large sacrifice. And I'm talking about, I think you know where I'm going with this. Mm-hmm. And how far are people willing to go? I don't know. But we have to understand that, you know, we're facing such a big uphill battle. Because, again, there's not enough people who really do get it, like you and I, our followers. And that's why I think it's so important for, you know, people to get this kind of work out. You know, people listen to your work. They listen to mine. I tell people, share this stuff. Maybe we can wake some people up. But just like you, I'm sure me, I talk to people all the time. And it's like, once I start opening my mouth about things, they look at me as if I'm from another freaking planet. Oh, but what about this? Oh, this media outlet saying that, but they buy it. They're buying all the crap. And people sincerely have been so dumbed down. They can't think outside of the box, nor do they want to. For the most part, there's a select few of us that can, you know, see a little further down the road, are able to think critically, understand what the end game is. And yeah, you know, people are getting fed up. Personally, I think it's too damn late for any, unless really we had more people. That's why it's so important for more of us to get on the right side of this. And I'm not just talking about it from a financial standpoint. That's just nothing. I'm talking about because look, people are being destroyed. And this is not just a phenomenon here in the United States. It's a global phenomenon. Central banks are the enemy. They are public enemy number one. They are the real government. And they're determined to finish what they started, to be the lenders and buyers of last resort, to own everything. And, you know, it's so bad. We literally need a full-blown rebellion, revolution, and people need to be willing to sacrifice themselves. And you know, I'm not just talking about getting arrested here. We need something big to happen. I don't know. I would love to see these seeds that get planted from time to time here and there grow. But again, you know, if we look at things, if we understand the real dynamics behind it, it's very profound. For example, I've tried to outline for people that the Federal Reserve is the strongest organization in the world because they have the full military might and backing of the United States Armed Forces behind them, henceforth the petrodollar and everything else. I mean, they'll point that weapon at everyone, anything they want to. They'll point it internally, externally. It's a hell of a thing to fight. So, you know, we got to do this kind of in a stealthy way. But it can be done. It's just a matter of people adopting, let's say, a system outside of the current one they want us to all be in. For example, maybe adopting non-central bank issued notes here, maybe adopting some type of a cryptocurrency mode of transaction. You know, but if we remain, all of us, in the beast system or the debt-based system, we lose. We lose. I don't care how many rebellions we get. We got to get outside the system. And that's very, very difficult because we have politician after politician. Oh, no, no, no. No, we can't do that. You know, you got to stay in the dollar. We're going to regulate cryptos or anything else. No, we haven't had at least an opportunity to maybe sidestep the system that they need us to be in to keep them in power. But look what we have. This current freaking figurehead sitting behind the Resolute desk, the prior one, the one before him, all they're doing is empowering central banks. Some of them, the prior one, calling for negative rates, calling for a weaker dollar. All this does is make the central banks stronger. If we had a real leader, which we'll never get, because again, the central banks, especially the Fed, is the core. They're the hub. They are the real government. So it's up to us. We got to take the bull by the horns. And really try to get people to sidestep the current system. The current system is the disease. If we can sidestep that, then we win. If it's just a matter of people, you know, driving around trucks or whatever it might be, that's great. I love it. I'm all for it. But like all these types of movements that we've seen, I don't see this really doing anything, unfortunately. I wish I could say different. Until masses of people start to get out of the current system that they've put in place, we lose. Period. The end.
Yeah, you think so, huh? Well, hey, it certainly is interesting. Maybe it's a wake-up call to the rest of the world.
I'd like to think so, but look what they do. They got us people trapped in this kind of environment where there's so much fear. What do? The mainstream, which has a lot more pull than you or me, they're not going to allow people to see any real protests or what's going on here. They got to keep people in the box. They got to keep people afraid. If they make people afraid of anything, I don't care if it's whatever it might be, ravenous monkeys or whatever it is, they're going to win because people fall into the trap. As soon as they become afraid, they become zombies and they can't think. They can become paralyzed. And that's why I tell people, ignore the bullshit, the dog shit, the cat shit, and just, you know, focus on what's really going on. And I think for the most part, again, I talk to so few people, unfortunately, that understand it, that really know what's going on. We need to change that. This is why, again, it's so important for shows like yours to get out there, for people to understand what's really happening. And maybe slowly, but sure, look, we are making a difference. People like you and me and the people that follow our work. What are they doing? They're getting out here. They're getting involved. They're sharing stuff that they hear. They're trying to wake up people. Most people won't be awakened. They can't do it. They've been lulled into a sense of distorted reality, actually a sense of learned helplessness. They feel like they can't do anything. So they throw their hands up and they just submit to the system. And that's terrible to me, but that's how it's designed. That's what it's designed to do. That's why there are so few people who become so successful, like the, let's say whatever percent is, the 1% or the 2%, because they really get it. They know what's going on here. And no one needs to be, you know, pushed down, but that's what they want. They want to keep people pushed down. They're trying to eliminate, in my opinion, an entire class of people. We barely have any middle class, real middle class people left. And that was the core. That's the group of people who had the power, at least at one point, to do something. The people at the lower rung, they got no power. They're done. Unfortunately, we're seeing a massive shift with regard to demographics. We're seeing the rich get much, much richer, the well-off getting much, much well-off. And the middle class, they're falling to that lower rung of society, which I said would happen for many, many years ago. We are moving back into a feudal system, and they will exercise enormous power to keep people in check. Yeah, sure, they allow these little things to go on. I really, like I said, I don't want to sound defeatist here, but we need more people. We need a lot more people to get involved. And that's the only way we're going to make a difference. And we need a real revolution. We need a real freaking rebellion. And look, me, I served in the military. I was willing then to sacrifice myself for a cause I believed in, now that I realize that whole thing is a twisted shit show too. But I was a lot more naive than I am now. And I still stand by that. I have no problem sacrificing myself for the greater cause, as long as it's going to make a difference. Anyway, I don't think many people would have done. And I'm serious about that. I mean, if it meant me having to sacrifice my own life, I would do it. If I knew that there would be a positive outcome, yes. I wonder how many people actually would do that, really.
Yeah, well, I feel the same way at my life. My point in life, 64 years old. Hey, I've lived my life. If I could be assured that I wasn't needlessly throwing my life away on a futile cause, I would do it. So
I love that. Yeah. I love that. People, you hear what you're hearing? This is so important.
Yeah, well, you know, there's got to be something more important than yourself. Otherwise, you lead a very unhappy, unfulfilled life. And my life's been very fulfilled. Overall, very happy after getting through the formative years, which lesser person maybe wouldn't have survived it. Less strong person, I should say. But hey, my life's been amazing. And what really hurts, Greg, is to think that other people won't have the opportunity to have this amazing life. And look, we like, you know, the idea of getting three meals a day and not having to go outside and kill something for it is a really new concept.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, of not having to worry about your survival and what's going to happen, and that you're basically pretty safe. Yeah, crime is bad, but crime in the Middle Ages, in the 1800s, was horrible. So we're living in very safe times that most of you don't appreciate.
Relatively, yes.
Yeah, so it could be.
It depends on where you live in the world too, but your whole concept is true. Yes, absolutely. And so, it is a shame, like you just said, and I love how you put that. It's so, look, I tell people all the time, you know, if you want to fail, you will. If you want to succeed, you will. It's a matter of a mindset, really, over everything else. And most people are forced into that kind of belief system that they can't do anything about it, they don't realize that it's really up to them. And people have surrendered willingly. For years, we've seen people willingly surrender their freedoms and their liberties, and now they want to get it back. Now they want to get it back after it's all pretty much gone by design. Okay, how does that work? You know, it's pathetic, really. And you and me and a lot of other guys have been warning about this, about what we would see. And it's here now. I mean, stuff that you and I have spoken about in the past, it's in our freaking face. And yes, we're making a difference, but there's so few of us. I really hate that. I wish more people would understand.
I think that that more people are waking up here. Because all of the restrictions that were put in on our freedoms for the global health issue here, the pandemic, people realize that there's no point to them any longer. And that's, I think, what's going on up north. So markets, are we heading for a major correction or a major decline in the market? Or do they just keep pumping up the money and everything's flowing?
Don't just survive. The Financial Survival Network.
Fury Gold Mines is a Canada-focused exploration and development company committed to aggressively growing its scalable high-grade gold assets with major drill campaigns planned across its 3.5 million ounce portfolio. Fury is led by a management team of proven explorers and developers with a track record of success in advancing and financing project development. Fury Gold Mines is well positioned to create value for investors with low-risk development growth and the potential for a new major discovery. Fury Gold Mines trades on the TSX and NYSE American under the ticker FURY. To learn more, go to furygoldmines.com. That's furygoldmines.com.
This is the Financial Survival Network, the information you need to thrive now more than ever.
It's very simple, very easy to me. If we just look back at up until 2021, more record highs with regard to the S&P 500 ever in history. Then we had this corrective phase, which I said was a corrective phase right from day one in January. I told people, and you know, all these people panicking, wanting to jump out of windows. I mean, over a market that did nothing, a normal corrective phase. And now we're bouncing off that. And I think we are absolutely headed towards a meltdown in the market, but it will begin in the debt market. Worse than anyone can ever possibly imagine. It's going to be biblical, in my view. But right now, no. This market is going much higher. I think we are going to see new record highs within a relatively short period of time. And it's just the game. It's all the double talk. It's the lies and the propaganda being spread by central banks, the Federal Reserve. There has been no taper. I want people to go prove this to themselves. Again, back in November, we were told we had a taper. Go to the Federal Reserve's website and look at their balance sheet. Yes, taper doesn't mean stop, but you should at least have seen the slope change of the pace hasn't changed at all. With regard to rate hikes, the market's pricing in it. As you can see, the 10-year yield, we hit 2% today. I've been saying recently, we're going to see this settle over 2%, and the market's going to love it, especially if we get a rate hike in March. It's already priced in. The market wants it. And once we get a rate hike, it's probably going to be some volatility initially, but the market's going up. Market's going much higher because the debt's not going to stop inflating. Debt's deficits hyperballooning. The fact that they're, you know, look, they don't want to do a damn thing about inflation. We just got the highest print in 40 years with regard to year-over-year inflation.
7.5% they admitted to. But
yeah, exactly. I like that. I like that.
But we all know John Williams Shadow Stats, who calculates inflation the good old fashioned way before they started messing with it in the 80s. It's double that. It's double that easily.
Easily. Everyone knows that. I think people have a functioning brain. But, you know, look, it's part of the game. It's part of the distortions and the lies and the propaganda, how we're doing great. Our economy is so strong. You know, it's all the same crap that we've been hearing like since forever. And it's all just a lie. And I'm pretty sure your listeners are well aware of that. But anyway, so that's my take on the market. You know, look at things like energy. It's gone out of control. I do feel, look, we hit a recent low with regard to the major indices. We've ricocheted off that very, very strongly. And I've been telling people that right now, what's Greg Mattamino waiting for? I'm waiting for another pullback here because no asset goes straight up without a little correction. And corrections are bullish. You know, people panic. They're not used to seeing a normal correction in an abnormal market, okay? Because the market's done nothing pretty so much.
True.
But go straight up. But at the same time, you must realize, everyone has to know, at least they should, that with that corrections in, this is a bull market. It remains a bull market. There are no red flags anywhere yet. And the biggest red flag is going to be the debt market. Look, everyone focuses on the stock market, realizing that the stock market derives value from actually in the debt market. So the stock market in aggregate can be considered a derivative of debt market action. If we realize that, well, if we keep our eye on the 10-year yield, on the yield curve, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet, we have a very, very good idea as to where this market is going to go. But you see, they want people focused like a laser on the Dow Jones Industrial Average, not even the S&P 500, which is the broader market.
Yeah.
Oh, the Dow is doing this. You know, they want
people meaningless.
Sweating it. But I don't care. When I see the market move in whatever direction, I want to know a couple of things. What's the risk level in the market? Okay. And we can do that very simply. I created an indicator. It's called the MMRI, Mattamino Market Risk Indicator. It's free to anybody. It's right on my website right now. It gauges market risk. It's not a crash indicator, but it gauges risk. Right now we're in low, moderate. Okay. It's a double-edged sword. Risk is rising in the market. Absolutely. It's been rising steadily for a little while now, but that doesn't mean we're near a crash. Risk in the market actually means there's more potential to make money. There's also more potential to lose. So we want to know what risk is. And then we want to look at the yield curve, or more specifically, the 10-year yield, which is the benchmark. Then once I look at these things, my eyeballs will go over to the stock market, realizing, again, it's a derivative of the debt market. So when people want to know, hey, when's the big one going to happen? Well, you have signs everywhere. It's going to start with increasing risk, and you're going to see these issues with the 10-year yield more specifically. And I'm telling people to look for an uncontrolled sell-off. And how we will see that is an uncontrolled spiking in the 10-year yield, 2%, 2.5, 3.5. It was just very, very, very rapid. And what that will simply do is put pressure on equities, which will sell off. You'll get cash bleeding out of the debt market, bleeding out of the stock market, and it's just going to move. Cash does not go to money heaven. It's just going to move into other assets. In my view, I have not ever deviated. You're going to see precious metal skyrocket. More specifically, I think people should be in silver. It's my favorite asset of all time. I think commodities are going to skyrocket. I also believe we're going to see a big move of cash into cryptocurrencies, whose market cap right now is about the size of one Dow component. But I think this has the potential to go up multiples. So this is when that scenario happens. So with that knowledge of how it's going to play out. And this is the most likely scenario. It just makes all life simple. How we capitalize on the market. I've been telling people for years, own large cap dividend paying stocks. If you are so inclined, you can trade around these things, credit spreads, selling puts onto the market. I don't advocate buying options. It's a very difficult way to make a living. I did it for many, many, many years. I was successful at it, but it literally sucked me dry mentally and emotionally. So that's how you capitalize. Look, this is about opportunity. Shows like yours and mine, we're not about doom. We're not about gloom. What we are doing here is raising awareness, trying to let people understand what's going on and what they need to look at so they don't have to sit in fear every day of the big crash that certain people have been talking about every freaking month. And they've kept their own followers out of this bull market for years, so-called these market experts. It makes me laugh. But anyway, that's where we're at. It's not a simple, it's not a hard thing to understand where we're going. And look at the market today. I mean, we get this print here, this inflation print, that's shrugging it off. Yeah, there were some slight losses across the board as we are doing this, but nothing major whatsoever. The 10-year yield stabilizing at around 2%. I think we're going a little higher, honestly, before we zero out. And that'll remain that way for a while. I don't think we're going to see that big spike just yet because the central banks aren't done. And that means they're going to continue to inflate, in my view. And I've been saying this for years and years. They're going to inflate, inflate, and inflate some more. I think I nailed that one to the wall.
What choice do they have? They have no choice.
You know, yeah. Why? Their product, they have one product, one, zero, one, and that is debt. So it's not even about a choice. It's about what they want to do. Every single dollar or piece of fiat currency that a central bank is called upon to issue makes them exponentially stronger. You see, there's the Achilles heel. All these truckers and everyone rebelling. Okay, fine. Lovely. I'm all for it. However, comma, you want to really attack the system. You got to get rid of it. You got to chop its head off. The head is the central bank's debt-based system. If we were able, I want people to pay attention to what I'm going to say. If we were able to prevent the Federal Reserve from issuing one single dollar of more debt, it implodes that nanosecond. The nanosecond that we can do that somehow, but it can't happen because we have a debt-based economic model. The central banks of the world got a boot on the throat of the world because they have the cornerstone on the debt-based model. It's insanity that we've allowed this to happen. And this is the scenario we have now. The environment is the side effect of it. It's a terrible thing.
Hey, remember, when it comes to central banks, there's only two rules. When in doubt, print. That's rule number one. Number two is, if still in doubt, see rule number one.
Yeah, I mean, but that's it. That's their goal. The goal is to continue to inflate and inflate and inflate and inflate. That's all they're going to do. This has been something that, as you know, and probably most of your followers know as well, mine do, that this has been their plan for a very, very long time. They needed to do something big in order to finish what they started. And to me, it's the freaking scamdemic. Shut down the global economy. We already have money velocity, or the rate at which cash is moving through the global economy, at historic lows. Okay. You can't have a booming economy nor a recovery of any kind without cash moving through an economy rapidly. Okay. People are not supposed to know that. So by shutting down the global economy, it allowed them to do several things. Well, to fulfill what they've started to do, become the lender and buyer of last resort. And that's their goal. And they've achieved it via the scamdemic. And who knows what else they're going to throw at us, Kerry? It's going to be pretty, pretty horrible.
What about Fedcoin? It's inevitable, isn't it?
Absolutely. Look, I think, you know, look, we already have a pretty much cashless system as it is. And they want to track every single transaction to the penny. And the only way they can do that between people, like if I were to see you on the street, hey, Greg, lend me $5 for a cup of coffee, $5, $6, if you're lucky, right? Yeah. And you know, they want to be able to know about that. And the only way they can do it is by taking full control of the system. They can't allow paper currency or anything to exist. They need to track it. It's all about control. Everything we're seeing is clear as day to me, I'm sure to you and everyone else who watches this show.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Hey, well, we've seen this game before. they can't track gold and silver. So that is a way to opt out of the system. Although if it's a gold crypto, gold backed crypto, maybe they can. I think they just, I don't know if you caught the story. I'm sure you did. They just raided those people in New York, took back $3.6 billion.
Yep.
Was the result of a, actually it was $4.5 billion. It was only $3.6 when they stole it, but now it.
Yeah, exactly.
They had great returns on their, until they got busted. So obviously they figured out a way to track this stuff, Greg, or somebody talked. Generally, when a bust of this magnitude, it's because somebody talked.
Oh, I'm sure that's true. Look, they got these things that are going on here. And I've been telling people for the longest time, and you too, you know, just be ready for anything and understand that things aren't really what they seem to be. And, you know, just understand where this is going. And if people think that it's bad now, they don't understand what's going on. They don't realize what we're leading up to. Full control, a one world government, something we all know is coming from a very long, we already have it. It's run by the central banks. Votes don't matter anymore. We have no representation here in the United States or around the world. Kings, queens, dictators, monarchs, they don't matter. It's all about the banks. They run the entire financial system on a global scale. So they run the show. Everything else is just theater. But they must keep believing in a system that no longer exists. And it's part of the game. It's part of this whole thing, which is just a game.
Yeah. Couldn't agree with you more. It's so good to talk to you, Greg. You're always a bolt of inspiration and positivity, and you just got to play the game till the game ends and everybody goes all in, and then we see who the winner is. And in the meantime, if you want to be a winner, go over to traderschoice.net, sign up with Greg. You'll really be happy you do. Greg, oh, any questions for Greg? Just shoot us an email to klcarrylutz.com. And, of course, sign up for a free newsletter at financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Greg, we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks so much for coming on, as always.
Thanks for having me again. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Carrie Lutz's Financial Survival Network, your solution to today's trying times. For the latest, go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Financial Survival Network, now more than ever.